一无所有了。
没有。没有。
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
Okay, here's how I'm actually starting the podcast. I am on ScreenBid because of you, and I'm on the Monuments Men site.
So, do you guys remember know the about movie The Monuments Men? I bought you something from ScreenBid. I love ScreenBid.
You bought me an award that was on the desk of the main guy in Under the Dome. It was an award that was on his wall.
Yes, yes. I love
Big Jim Rennie. Big Jim Rennie, the character of Big Jim Rennie in Under the Dome, had an award on his office. You never would have noticed it if you were watching the TV show.
It's on the TV show, though.
Our best guess puts the dome at 20,000 feet, sir.
Did he just call it a dome?
It's on the TV show, but the award just says Major Award, Big Jim Rennie.
It's huge. No, so ScreenBid is a place where they like essentially get all the stuff that was on TV shows and they sell it to people like auction.
And they were like, we can either throw this away because it's worthless, or we can sell it for anywhere from $30 to $1,000.
Okay, I did not pay $1,000 for that fake
That's
award,
what I'm saying.
Just FYI.
That's what I'm saying.
You can buy things like coasters from Bones or like a dagger from American Horror Story, which makes more sense. You could also buy like a children's drawing from Bones or like Jessica Day's eviction notice from New Girl. You can buy
I thought you were just going to keep mentioning Bones.
I don't know. I just kept reading
it. An end table from Bones. A lamp from Bones.
Well, you can buy.
So what's her face? Deschanel's mug from Bones. What's her name? Not Zoe. The other Deschanel.
The other Deschanel. You can buy Mindy Lahiri's prop mix CD from the Mindy Project. You can buy, again, Agency Leaves Booth's fake death memorial from Bones. You can buy.
I'm looking at the Monuments Men. Remember that movie about the Monuments Men? The Monuments Men?
Stop.
That was a flop.
What was that movie about, though?
It was about the people who. I mean, it was about an interesting story about the people who stole. They were going around to all of the places with like the Nazis. You know, the Nazis stole art.
They were stealing monuments.
They were getting it back so that they were getting all of the stuff that the Nazis were going to destroy before it was destroyed by the Nazis.
It's a really interesting story.
The movie was really bad and boring. Anyway, they must have used shovels a lot in this movie because they were the Monuments Men. You can buy one of the shovels for $50. What if I had a shovel and then someone was at my house and they were like, oh, do you have a shovel I could borrow? I was like, yeah, you can. And by the way,
it's from Monuments Men.
It was used in the movie Monuments Men.
Yeah. No, it's incredible. And I feel like I will go on this site and get really lost, meaning I'll like think I need stuff. Like this is like the most useless. Like I just got an email from them, and this is why we're talking about this, because I'm on their email list and I can't get it to stop. So I get emails from them like once a week, and it was like Cider House Rules. And it's like, first of all, this Cider House Rules came out in like 1910. When did that movie come out?
1999.
That was 100 years ago. How do they have Owen's blood-stained doctor's coat for sale for $400 from Cider House Rules?
My dear Homer, I thought you were over your adolescence. The first time in our lives when we imagine we have something terrible to hide from those who love us.
I feel like these things, they find these things when people involved like are really desperate for cash, and they give ScreenBid a call and they're like, we'll only take 15%. Oh, you have the bloodstained blouse from Cider House Rules? Throw it on the site.
Sometimes too, they're editorialized, but I can't quite find. The Mad Men sale has been going on for 35 years, I swear to God.
So was the Under the Dome sale.
And I think let me find like,
I really want the Aeronauts ScreenBid to happen so I can get, like, the scarf worn by the woman who says women don't belong in balloons in the Aeronauts.
Women don't belong in balloons.
Oh, my God. Lindsay, oh, my God.
What'd you find?
I found a beret that Joe Alwyn as Billy Lynn in Billy Lynn's Halftime Walk wears in Billy Lynn's Halftime Walk.
Wait, that's, like, the number one thing I know about Billy Lynn.
That he wears the beret?
Yes.
$115.
Buy it right now. There are three of them. Buy the beret. This site is just a nightmare. A nightmare.
I will say
when the Mad Men sale happened, I think a lot of people were buying like furniture, which I thought was smart.
Oh no, it's not Billy Lynn. It's not the beret that Billy Lynn wore. It's one that one of his like mates wore.
Oh, who needs that?
Who cares about this?
You can buy stuff from Cold Mountain. See, so I don't need it. But then how do I, but I need it.
Is it like
Cold Mountain?
Is it like fake feathers from the scene where Renee Zellweger kills a chicken?
No, literally you can buy her winter coat for $1,500. And you can also buy, remember when she just like wears her underwear?
Oh yeah.
Like, but it's not her underwear. You can it's buy her the like underwear? Underwear of the time. You can buy the underwear.
Is
and
it,
you can,
did oh. she actually wear it? Did Renee actually wear it?
16, put up some gourds for Martin Colony. Keep away these crows. One thing in abundance on this farm and that's crows. Shut the gate.
No outfit is complete without a solid pair of cotton knickers. Ruby's modest means are apparent by the wear and tear on this patchwork pair she wears throughout the Academy Award winning film. Who? These are $2,000. They are vintage underwear. Who would wear them?
How are you seeing this? I don't know, I just, mine.
I just stumbled upon it. There's also stuff from Gangs of New York. I don't know where any of this is coming from, but somebody is offloading their Gangs of New York collection.
They're making good money off of this.
You can buy Boss Tweed special effect body padding. Oh, actually, that would be incredible to own for $1,000.
But let's move on to the actual show.
You sure? I'm still looking.
But fun fact, if you are in the market to get, this is not Spawn. If you are in the market to get your friend a funny gift, screen bid. Because you could spend as much as you want to, I think is the great thing about the site. If you're like, my budget is $25.
For truly the person who needs nothing, get them Gretchen's garter from You're the Worst. It's $100. Like, that's the thing. I just think getting somebody something from the TV show Bones, it would be the funniest thing I could think of. Bobby, I got you.
Big Jim Rennie's major award from Under the Dome.
But you see, I also got you a framed photo of somebody from Bones shaking another person from Bones' hand. Can you imagine? Where would you put that?
I didn't even watch Bones, but I would treasure that gift.
Okay, well then, I'm definitely going to buy it for you. It's a huge troll. Yeah, troll your friend by buying them a pack of mugshots from the set of Bones. Okay, let's move on. It's my fault.
A pack of mugshots.
I just scrolled by it. $20. Can you beat that? Can you?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I'm going to buy you Ed Harris's police uniform from Gone Baby Gone. It's $350.
Oh, I want that. That's collector's item. See, that's the thing. None of these are collector's items. I think that we think that they're collector's items, but none of them are collector's items.
The navy blue shirt worn by Michelle Monaghan in Gone Baby Gone.
I don't want to find a little kid in a dumpster.
I wish not in a dumpster, babe.
Why?
The button-down jean dress worn by Michelle Monaghan in Gone Baby Gone.
Why is there Gone Baby Gone stuff? Like, why?
I'm sorry. Do you think it's easy to get rid of Gone Baby Gone stuff?
Nobody will take it. Please, we must get rid of this Gone Baby Gone.
It's flagged.
Stuff.
They take it to Salvation Army and they're like, excuse me, was this merch in Gone Baby Gone? We can't accept this.
Oh my God.
Okay. Gone Baby Gone is a movie about this past segment. What's happening with Hurricane Dorian? I don't think we should make light of Hurricane Dorian, but I do want to
really
mention.
Like, no, so that's okay. We don't have to really.
I do want to mention that Page Six's coverage of Hurricane Dorian is centered around Wendy Williams' girls' trip, which, per its headline, Hurricane Dorian is also threatening.
Of course, it's centered around Wendy Williams' girls' trip.
So if you've seen every headline, it's like Hurricane Dorian is threatening the entire east coast of the United States, southeastern coast of the United States, as well as the Bahamas. But according to Page Six, quote, Hurricane Dorian also threatening Wendy Williams' girls' trip.
What's funny is it's Wendy, NeNe Leakes, and Tamar Braxton, which honestly I would love. That is an amazing trip.
I'm sad that their girls' trip is being threatened.
So she's the only one. Mm-hmm. She gushed about it to Jerry O'Connell on his show as a surprise guest. Love
his
that Wendy
is
like free to call in, but not to do the show.
Fine. I don't like that they're even calling it his show.
It's her show.
It's her show.
He's babysitting.
That's true.
How dare you? He's babysitting.
He's leaving it worse than he found it also, which I don't like. You're supposed to leave it better than you found it. Leave no trace, Jerry. He's leaving nothing but a trace.
I mean, I'm not for me because I'm not watching it, and I'll watch it when she's back. What's great is that she was, I guess, in a feud with NeNe Leakes, and now she's not. I think what's nice about what Wendy is going through right now is that all these people have these bad feelings about her because of her husband or ex, and now they're kind of like, Wendy, I never had an issue with you. It was always just your husband.
Yes.
You know, it was always just him. You, I like very much.
For the most part. And all of her other bad behavior that is separate from her husband is easily forgivable, thanks to the fact that her husband is so hateable.
Well, also that she's like so delightful, I think.
Yeah.
When you get her in a room.
I'm like sure her New York Times interview with what's his name? Yeah. David Marchez.
Great interview.
Pretty good. She talked about farting, which is fun.
I like when she talks about like etiquette. She has some weird like old fashioned rules. And then she's like, I'm old fashioned. It's like, Wendy, you are incredible.
Wendy, amazing. We know.
Yes. Great.
What else are we talking about today? I never thought we'd talk about him again, but he's back because he can't help himself. Pete Davidson.
Remember when we literally banned PB Rexha from the podcast and now I can't stop talking about her?
And now PB Rexha is like doing the most in the best possible way.
I didn't know that she was going to like come back. I mean, I know she didn't go anywhere technically, but she's been everywhere and she's been doing everything. At the VMAs, she was like number one.
We did not talk about this enough. PB Rexha was the camera's favorite person at the VMAs. They cut to
literally,
her constantly.
They could not.
And I was so proud of her.
Well, I have a feeling they like, because of people getting in trouble with that stuff, they kind of have a, let's cut to this person, but not too much. I think BB was just like, cut to me as much as possible. I don't even care. Cut to me
constantly.
People
must know. And they must know that they're going to be cut to a lot. You know, Taylor knows. Jesse Taylor Ferguson knew. Lizzo definitely knew. And BB was like, I love it.
When they put you in like the front row too. Like
BB wasn't even
anyone.
In the front row. BB was kind of like in a corner.
Well, she was like in the front row on the way back. You know, when you're like in the front, you're like in the front row, but of the third section.
The camera loved her. We loved her. She celebrated her 30th birthday on Instagram by posing spread eagle on the public bathroom floor while doing her makeup. Everyone body shamed her and she clapped back and got headlines for clapping back.
She also released a song called like I'm 20 now or something.
I'm 30 now. She's 30.
No, she's 20. She's 30.
She right, just 30. Turned 30. That's what the post was.
That she just turned 30.
She was like, I'm 30.
Okay. I was like, why? You're right. Why would she turn 20? That'd be crazy if she would turn 20. But the song is like, it's like about being 30. It's like, I'm 30 now. Oh, the song is called Not 20 Anymore.
Yeah, because she's 30.
No, I'm not 20 anymore. Don't try to make me feel insecure. Because if one thing's for sure, I don't want to be.
PB Rexha turns 30. I'm aging like wine. I get better with time.
You know, maybe that's why I like PB Rexha.
Because she's 30.
She's 30.
I didn't realize she was 30 until she posed spread eagle on the public bathroom floor doing her makeup in an Instagram post.
It's funny because like she's halfway there to something. In a thong, posing like in a split. You're not like explaining it correctly. She's posing in a split.
In a split.
She's in a split.
Spread eagle was
in
wrong.
In a thong.
In a split.
Topless. Her hair is done. And she's doing her makeup on the bathroom floor. Okay, here's my question. Bathroom floor, why? Who's bathroom?
Because she doesn't care. She's fearless and
I
she's 30.
I get that.
Maybe
get
if she
that,
were 20, she would be ashamed to pose on the public bathroom
floor.
But it's
floor, not
but she's
about
30
now. The bathroom. She can do a split wherever in this thong and do whatever she wants. I support her. But why did she choose the bathroom? Because that's the number one thing that people are really like, kind of like, BB, get off the floor. You're in the bathroom.
Because that's where she was. She travels a lot.
Whose bathroom is this?
She travels a lot.
How are you okay with this?
I'm okay with it because I support her decisions these days.
You know what's pretty funny? There's like a pair of pants in the corner with like a maybe a piece of like hair extension attached to it. There's just like a lot in this photo that I wish they cut out. Like use a crop function, you know? No? You disagree?
Cosmopolitan's headline for this was, PB Rexha just posted a photo of herself doing the splits while naked to celebrate her 30th birthday. Subhead, we have no choice but to stan.
We have no choice.
Oh, there is a hair extension. How did I not notice that?
It's just hanging. Like, I get that she's like getting ready for something. There's like...
Maybe it's a green room. It must be a green room because there's a tub in it.
Yeah, she's not at like a, you know, like a gas station, but it is like doing a split on the bathroom while doing your makeup. It's just the weirdest photo I've ever seen. And of course, it's BB's like photo, self-empowerment photo. I love her so much.
And it got so much press. I posted it to her Twitter just because I thought it was funny. And I was like, there's
BB. Oh, it's at Madison Square Garden. It's the backstage bathrooms at Madison Square Garden.
Then she's fine. She can do a split in the backstage bathroom at Madison Square Garden. Please. It's for artists.
I don't know.
They clean it. Her caption was, stretching before show, plus lipstick application, multitasking at its finest.
Incredible.
She's good.
But yeah, we said we were never talking about BB again because it was annoying and she wasn't doing anything. But now that she's doing stuff, I am suspending that.
Oh, wait. First of all, my Virgo twin.
Oh, yes. I'm turning 30.
Turning 30.
Oh, and I'm performing at Madison Square Garden and dropping a new song the same day. I have all my family and friends going to a restaurant, going to my favorite restaurant, Carbone. So I'm very excited.
Just like we said, we never talk about Pete Davidson again. Oh. He's now doing stuff and he's dating Margaret Qualley, who is the daughter of Andy McDowell, who sees ghosts. And now they're dating. And now we have to talk about them because
they're dating.
My suspicion is he's going to date Andy McDowell next.
You think?
I don't think it's out of the question. He likes older women.
Andy would date him. Are you kidding? He should just skip Qualley and go right to Andy. Andy's around. She would date him.
You know what it could be? The press has it wrong. They're assuming that he's dating Margaret Qualley.
Oh, he's just Mark Qualley's stepdaddy.
Yeah. He's hanging out with her because he's daddy.
Like, instead of... what is Cosmo's headline? It's... Photos of Pete Davidson was seen with his rumored girlfriend, actress Margaret Qualley, at the film festival. It's like Pete Davidson was seen with his rumored girlfriend, Andy McDowell's daughter, Margaret Qualley.
Exactly.
At the Venice Film Festival last night.
That's what's happening.
And then it's like the first line is, he is daddy. Margaret Qualley's daddy, that is.
We've talked about her before.
Yeah, she's like up and coming.
Well, hey, congratulations on being in a Quentin Tarantino movie. That's kind of fantastic, huh?
Yeah, crazy. Yeah.
Are you too young to really appreciate that?
No.
You're not. Good.
I'm not.
Your
feet
are prominently featured in the movie.
They're very prominent, unfortunately.
unfortunately? Why, you didn't like that?
Well, I grew up dancing. I was
Same here.
Okay. So you relate. So
I know. Oh, yeah. It can be very hard on the feet.
It can be brutal on your feet. And so my toes are very... mangled. Uh-huh. And
she's beautiful. She's an it girl. She was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. She hitchhikes. The entire movie, she just hitchhikes. She dated Nat Wolff for a little bit, not to be confused with the other Wolff.
Which one is Nat Wolff?
Nat Wolff was the guy in like Paper Trees, Paper Planes.
Is Nat Wolff
Paper Cities
Hereditary or no?
No, that's the other Wolff.
Damn it. Okay.
Isn't it the other Wolff?
Which Wolff? I literally can't tell the Wolffs apart.
Let me look this up.
The Wolff brothers are difficult. They are, one has a birthmark, and then the other one doesn't have a birthmark.
Nat Wolff was in Paper Towns. Okay.
Ben Wolff.
Okay.
Justin Wolff. Jeremy Wolff.
His brother.
Pat.
Alex Wolff. Alex Wolff was in Hereditary.
Okay, got it. But they both were in the Naked Brothers band, in which they were brothers.
And they both look the same, except Alex Wolff has the birthmark.
That's what I said. Okay.
Anyway, Margaret Qualley is now dating Pete Davidson, and everyone's freaking out because we haven't thought about Pete Davidson in a while, but we've been thinking about him a lot lately because he's been doing stand-up that's bad, and he's like, I don't like anyone. And he yells at people for having their phones out.
Ever since he was like in the news nonstop, there's like a trickle-off effect where people still report on him, even though he doesn't deserve it and like he's not doing anything until right now. I feel like they knew that it wasn't going to be long until he did something, so they were always like keeping up with him. And then he's dating Mark Qualley, or he's being seen with Mark Qualley, or like whatever. We did get an exclusive paparazzi shot from one of our friends, meaning she took a photo of them together. So they
not holding hands, but walking down the street.
But them being spotted together by our friend outside of this like event that they went to together seems like relevant.
Our friend spotted Pete Davidson and a pal. Did not know who the woman was. Then later, in retrospect, was saying that he was dating Margaret Qualley. And they were like, oh.
It was Mark Qualley.
That's who he was with.
Which is so funny. Because that is
no
like.
There's no PDA. They're just walking down the street.
That's so funny.
It's really good.
That's so good.
Thinking that you're just seeing Pete Davidson, but it's really Pete Davidson and Andy McDowell's daughter.
Yeah, they could have sent in a tip if they knew that was up-and-coming
really
actress Mark Qualley.
Because they're all in Venice for the Venice Film Festival. And Margaret Qualley's in a new movie with Anthony Mackie. I think this is the.
Yeah, it's Seberg, I think.
Seberg. It's the Seberg movie.
Starring
yes,
Kristen
which apparently
Stewart.
Is bad.
Is
apparently
it bad?
It's really bad.
Oh.
Apparently it's bad.
Oh. Kristen Stewart, like another Kristen Stewart, like not that great movie.
All of her movies are great, though. Maybe just not this one.
Did you see
Pete Davidson and Margaret?
The latest
did
one?
Did I see what? Because I liked it. What was it?
There was the one recently that really wasn't that good. J.T. Leroy one that was not that good.
Oh, no, I didn't watch that. Because you told me not to watch it.
I know. So don't tell me I'm
wrong. I was
about
to watch it on a plane and then people were like, no. Okay. They were spotted in Venice together, but they weren't in the same row, which makes for a very funny collection of photos. It's like, these are the first photos of them as a couple, but they're not sitting together.
Well, because here's my question. It's like all the cast sits together in the front row or whatever in the row, like so they can take photos. And then I guess they have their dates behind them or something to make for photos.
Maybe.
But it's just really funny because you have all these photos of Pete Davidson sitting creepily because like, he's just like creeping behind her. And it's like,
and Margaret Qualley is like doing her work by like, oh, looking affectionately at Anthony Mackie because they're co-stars and they have to support each other. And then Pete Davidson is just there. He's just there.
He's, which actually like says a lot about, you know, him, is that he's just there.
He's not acting in anything, isn't he? Wait, he is in something.
Yes.
That's like going to be big this year.
Yes.
I don't like how pre-planned this relationship seems. It's upsetting.
I bet.
Do you think Andy likes him?
You think Andy?
Do you think his girlfriend likes him? Do you think his girlfriend Annie McDowell likes him?
I don't know. I mean, I just feel like, I feel like Andy.
That's the new.
Is supportive of her daughters.
That is the new conspiracy theory.
If you
theory.
Talk to ghosts, which is what Andy does, which we cut out last episode, but she does talk to ghosts.
Meanwhile, they talk to ghosts. You cut the part where we talk about how they talk to ghosts. But what's important to know is that Andy McDowell can talk to ghosts, and she's taught her children how to talk to ghosts. So as a family, they're ghost talkers.
I mean, the best part is this came out in an interview with People Now, which I feel like is just, People Now did not even know what they were getting in for when they were interviewing Andy McDowell. You know, they're like, Andy McDowell, like, give us the most basic info about you.
They were like, Andy, how is Ready or Not? Do you love the movie? And she's like, I'm so proud to be working on a movie. I've been talking to ghosts a lot, and so it's nice to get some distractions. And they were like, excuse me, can you elaborate? And she was like, oh, yeah, I talk to ghosts. And they were like, so that you talk to them. And she's just very matter of fact, like, of course, yes. It's one of those things where when a celebrity says something crazy and everyone's reacting very authentically and they're like, and they had no idea this was not planned. We didn't know we were going to talk about ghosts. And she's like, oh, yeah. She just doubles down. Oh, yeah, I talked to ghosts.
My sisters and I really love ghosts and the ideas of ghosts. So we use the Ouija board to talk to dead relatives, and they actually do communicate with us.
Wait,
FYI.
Who have you talked to?
My uncle predicted a lot of the stuff that's actually happened in my life. And recently, my sisters were like, we need to get together and do it again. And we used to make tables walk, too.
Stop.
Yeah, oh, I'm serious. God. You put your hands together, they actually walk.
So Andy McDowell's uncle was like, okay, thanks for contacting me. And she's like, okay, uncle, what is going to happen in my life? And he said, you're going to have horses, you're going to be a movie star, and you're going to have children. And she was like, great, I talked to ghosts.
What does it mean that she made tables walk? Do we know?
I don't know.
They're all
I
like,
think she means that the tables moved around, like in Poltergeist, like when you put when they put
so
the chair on the
thing. It's
just
so weird that everyone
who's
interviewing her is like, "Oh, amazing! Yeah, can we do that with you sometime?" And she's like, "Yeah, like this."
Because she's in that movie Ready or Not right now, which is flopping,
about
and
ghosts, but it's also
and
about
so
ghosts?
She's with
is it no? It's not
she's with the she's with the cast, and it's like the woman in Ready or Not, the young woman, what's her name, and the young guy, and then
Samara
her.
Weaving is there.
Yes, Samara Weaving. Good, stop.
The girl that everyone thinks is Margot Robbie, but is actually
Samara Weaving. Yes, it's Samara Weaving.
Yeah.
But she's just like, yeah, I talked to ghosts. What's the problem? What's the problem?
I love the matter-of-factness of her. She's so just...
I got a text from a mutual friend of ours, and she just said, just spotted Andy McDowell.
No.
Dot, dot, dot. It was Emma.
Oh.
And then I said, was she floating? And then she goes, yes. She said, quote, I'm not, thanks for asking, when someone asked if she was waiting for the bathroom.
No.
I'm not, thanks for asking.
Her accent's really weird. Like, where it's like everything and nothing, you know?
Well, it's a southern accent that you can, it almost is like, it's a southern accent that she was told for so long in her career made her unemployable.
Right, and then
so she
kind
of probably
got
tried
rid
to get rid of it.
But now it's
and then
like
she embraced
back.
It, and now it's back, but like with a vengeance. So it's like not quite southern. It's
I was
just
watching,
a strange
I was
you know.
Watching Roman Holiday on the plane, and it's like her accent in Roman Holiday, which is like, what are you the queen, what are you the princess of, like it's unclear. Like it's British, but it's not British. It's also other things too. It's just everything. It's just an affect, not an accent.
Oh, you can't imagine. I'd like to do just whatever I like the whole day long.
Things like having your hair cut, eating gelato.
Yes, and I'd like to sit a sidewalk cafe and look in shop windows, walk in the rain, have fun, and maybe some excitement.
You know?
Do you know the most iconic piece of Andy McDowell trivia?
Yeah.
The first movie she was in, the Tarzan movie, Greystroke, 1984, no one could deal with her accent, and so they had to dub her entire dialogue over.
No.
And do you know, every time Andy McDowell speaks in Greystroke, the Tarzan movie that she is in, she's Jane. It's another actress speaking her voice.
No.
Do you know who that actress is?
Who?
Glenn Close.
No.
Glenn Close.
No.
You didn't know this?
How is that even watchable?
Some of the best movie trivia.
Won't be long before you're talking like the rest of us.
I hope not. I think English is so much prettier when spoken with a French accent, don't you?
No nonsense.
But how is that even watchable then? It was that bad?
It was apparently that bad. I mean, I haven't heard. I'm sure it's out there, the original.
Like, where's the original? I want to hear the
apparently
original.
Apparently, she's trying to do a British accent, but she can't. And so it's like, it's totally fine. I haven't seen the movie, but I've watched the clips just to hear
That's
what it's like.
So
and it's like,
funny.
Oh, this is Glenn Close. But I'm in 1984 when you really didn't know Glenn and you really didn't know Andy. I'm sure people were like, whatever. Okay.
Do you think it's like watching The Lion King where like you see the animals move their mouths or whatever and it's like Beyonce?
You're like,
and
I didn't
like,
think Billy Eichner looked like this, but this is fine. I didn't know Billy Eichner was a meerkat. Okay.
That's incredible.
Dialect coach?
No, the thing of it is I had a coach. No one ever told me there was a problem. There was no transparency on any of it. So I don't know I still don't know the answer of it. Hugh had me when I came over. How I found out, I came over. I was by myself when I found out. I mean, I could barely function. I was so devastated. I just cried all the time. They had me. I tried to reloop it. I couldn't. I mean, I couldn't speak. I was so upset. He had me make the sounds of Tarzan's birth. That's me.
Really?
In the movie. I made those sounds.
You know, I've tried lots of things to get me to go to sleep in the past, you know, few years. Just a little bit of a push. You've got your melatonin, you got your various things. But I've found that of all the things, a little bit of CBD, a little bit of CB distillery, that's getting me.
Goes a long
way.
It's
getting me conked right out and sleeping through the night.
It really is. I love CB Distillery. They have, not all their products are for sleep. Some
That's
are for
true.
Relaxation. But like, I love the sleep ones. They say, shh.
Those gummies they sent us, I was in a chill vibe all day when I took two of those.
They're good ass gummies. They're good ass gummies. No, you were. You were like, I took CBD earlier today and I feel chill.
I'm like not operating heavy machinery on those things. You know what I mean? I'm in a good place.
Heavy machinery?
What did I say?
You said heavy machinery, which is good. I like that. I know what you meant. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. They all caps the clean, which means you know it's clean. No fluff, no fillers, just effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD, and I'm among those 90%. So if you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery, and with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. Hooligans have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use code WHO, WHO, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code WHO, cbdistillery.com. Now we have to talk for 45 hours about Theo Campbell.
Oh my God. Speaking of things that freak me out, this truly freaks me out. I'm obsessed with it.
This is the horror story. This is what you're always laughing about potentially happening, but it actually happened to him.
I mean, this is some, and I never say this, and I know it sounds bad, but this is some Black Mirror shit.
It really is.
So Theo Campbell is a reality competition star. He was on Love Island in the UK.
Hello, sweet cheeks. You like? Well, you and Amber look a bit too similar. I think one of you got to change your bikinis around. I'm getting you a bit confused.
They're different colors. It's coral. Hers is fluorescent pink.
What's the difference?
Coral is like an off pinky orange.
He's on the upcoming challenge, War of the Worlds 2, which I didn't understand because I was like, why is this Love Island guy going to be on the challenge? But apparently the challenge this season is people from other reality shows, from Vanderpump Rules to Jordy Shore to X on the Beach to Real World to Love Island to, you know, Real Big Brother. It's kind of smart, actually. They're like grabbing all these randos.
Yeah.
Who have been on like American Ninja Warrior and putting them in this challenge. They're really running out of stuff, but God bless. And so alongside, you know, the classic Johnny Bananas, who's now, what, 150?
Yeah, he's very old.
They have this guy, Theo Campbell, who was on Love Island and he didn't win, but he left with a girl, broke up with her, and is now dating another Love Island girl whose name is Kaz Crossley. So he gets a good amount of press as like a guy from Love Island because of that, I would say.
And they're both cute, so it's like
of course
they get press.
So literally he lost eyesight in one of his eyes, when a champagne cork hit him in the eye.
The right eye. What's gross is the terminology split in half.
Split in half.
Disgusting.
He wrote, it's just like really sad too, like a champagne cork. He wrote, thanks for all the messages and support I've got over the last couple of days. They're all very much appreciated. So yeah, basically two eye surgeries later, after a really unfortunate accident, I've lost all vision in my right eye as it got split in half. Who would have thought a champagne cork would be the end of me? Like weird face.
Like confused emoji, yes.
But I still have one eye left, looking at the bright side of things.
I mean, it's the only side he can see.
Thanks for flying out to look after me, babe. If anyone knows where they sell cool eye patches. He actually has like a very, very good outlook.
Very admirable outlet. Yeah.
Every time you say it, like outlook or very good.
Outlook.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like laughing inside, but it's not funny. There's also a photo of him holding his eye right after that he posted to his own Instagram. I mean, this is just true.
I don't know. It's truly the worst case scenario.
It's truly the worst case scenario.
Champagne popping. I didn't know that could happen.
Now I'm like never, ever going to pop the champagne bottle as if I ever did before.
Screw tops for screwy people. Let me tell you, it's screw tops for me. That's it.
He said, I've had better days. You know what I mean? Long story short, walking through champagne sprayed. If you've ever been to one before, 100 bottles going off. This is like only events that rich people go to. 100 bottles of champagne are just popping off. I got handed a bottle. Someone sprayed champagne under these glasses. Theo took off his sunglasses to clear his eye. When he turned around, a woman had popped a bottle of champagne upwards from her waist. That is so dangerous.
He should sue. No offense. He should sue.
No offense to sue.
This is exactly when you sue.
I just can't believe. Imagine being so, like, you go to an, when would you ever go to an event where 100 champagne bottles are popping?
I can't even imagine what that would be like. Actually, the only thing I can't imagine is that everyone's losing sight in their right eye.
Yeah, literally 1,000. And also, clearly you're not supposed to pop a champagne bottle from your waist.
Right, and you're supposed to hold it
up.
You know, cover it with the towel and be as safe as possible. She was being very irresponsible, it seems. And he should sue her.
Sue. Honestly, sue. So
he lost vision in his eye.
I know. That's crazy. Like, the season of the challenge coming up is like, glad it was already taped, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be hard for him to compete otherwise.
Speaking of Love Island, did you see this? I just sent you something. Kombucha Girl is an iconic impressionist.
Oh, I saw that. She's incredible.
We should play it here.
I'll be honest, I do fancy her. Like, if somebody else was to walk in, would your head be turned? You know, babe, I'll be honest, it's early days. Like, you really don't know. Oh my God, mate, look at him. Look at him. Oh, he's gorge. Oh my God, he's gorge. Look at his body. Look at his body. Like, he really is my type on paper. Like, he checks the boxes, I'll be honest. He ticks the boxes for me.
Because we haven't talked about Kombucha Girl.
Is a great comedian.
So, did you hear that? That is none other than Brittany Broski, who is better known as Kombucha Girl. One of the best TikTok memes of the year?
It's definitely like a...
Top three?
It's definitely like an older millennial favorite, I would say.
Yes. Right, older millennial favorite.
Because it's something we truly get.
It's the girl who tries kombucha for the first time and she's like, confused.
Mm, yeah, no.
It's like she likes it, she doesn't. Nah. That's the meme.
No. Well.
But it turns out she's prolific on TikTok and extremely funny in other realms, not just reaction videos.
But I just love that now she's wearing makeup. Like that iconic TikTok is like her makeup list, like very real. And now she's like, guys, I'm hot. I think she actually posted a Twitter.
Her tweet where she was like, hey, everyone, reminder that I'm hot. This is just to tell you all that I'm hot. So now all of her TikTok, she's like full glam. And she's doing this.
I love that
for
her.
Love Island TikTok. Her voice is perfect.
Can you imagine if a TikTok of you went viral and it's like the one TikTok where you didn't have like your eye makeup done? You'd be pissed. Because that's your look.
She's doing great.
Anyways.
But this is an episode about celebrities getting in accidents.
But there's like two more accidents, guys. This Melissa one's Arica, not about celebrity getting an accident. This is about, celebrity saving somebody who got in an accident.
But she's dealing with accidents. It could have been an accident. It could have been the plot of Why You Were Sleeping, too. She could have fallen in love, but she already has a husband.
So billion star Melissa Erica, who's also kind of a prolific Broadway star.
Mm-hmm.
She literally saved a man from the subway tracks, which I feel like grants you enough karma to live off of forever.
She is never getting a champagne cork in her eye.
Never. 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 She's never going to get back pain. She's never going to get arthritis. She's literally, this is incredible.
She jumped onto the tracks.
Yeah.
She jumped into the tracks.
Yeah.
We had to move fast. She tweeted, I just pulled a man off the subway tracks on 16th Street.
Would
helping
you do
two
that?
Other men who needed a third helper.
I don't know what
an
I would
extra
do.
Yank. We had to move fast. He had fallen stone drunk, bloodied elbows, broken foot. Poor soul. Saw so many good people caring. Hashtag New York. Oh, my heart. Hashtag take care. And then immediately after it, she followed it with this tweet. I couldn't believe I could be that extra power they needed. Me either, Melissa or Rico.
Well, I feel like it's I feel like it's like in the situation you just do. You just know yeah, what
it's,
you do.
It's whatever you call it. It's adrenaline.
Yeah,
it's adrenaline. It's just pumping. You're like, I gotta save a life. I gotta save a life. The Frey song starts playing in your head. You're like, I gotta do it.
Tell me where did I go wrong? I lost a friend. Exactly. As you're pulling somebody from the trash, like, oh, I'm gone in the bitter end and with you all night.
And then you pull it off. You pull them off the tracks, and then it says created by Shonda Rhimes.
No, and then you get that TV deal. So this woman is a prolific Broadway actress. She's older. She's married to John McEnroe's younger brother. Don't ask how I got there,
which
but I did get there.
Which I love. That
and
she's
a few years ago,
that
she a few years ago she wrote a op-ed for the New York Times called "I'm 46. Is that too old to play the ingenue?" Which is very. I'm not Jewish. Can I eat this? But in a good way.
And honestly, I don't know if the answer. I mean, I guess the answer is yes. What do I know about Broadway?
The answer is yes. She saved someone from the subway. She can play whoever she wants.
Yeah, I know. But isn't the whole point of an ingenue like isn't? I mean, I understand what she's saying here.
Wow.
I'm not
wow.
being like willingly
wow.
ignorant.
Wow.
But
wow.
An ingenue is like technically a young person.
Yeah.
Right?
That's literally the point of this op-ed if you had read it, which you didn't.
Okay. Did you read the full op-ed?
No, of course I didn't
yeah,
read
you,
it.
You copied and pasted the headline and the like beautiful glamour shot of her.
She looks beautiful. She is beautiful.
I'm sure she was great. We should have old people playing young people. We should also have young people playing old people. The best exotic Marigold Hotel starring Gemma Collins.
What?
Who else?
Wait, that's what you're
I'm trying to think of younger British people and all I have are Gemma Collins.
Gemma Collins is young and old at the same time. I know it's weird, but it's true. Jacob Tremblay and Gemma Collins.
The best exotic Marigold Hotel
in a buddy
Jacob mommy. Tremblay, Bella Thorne, Nat Wolff, and Alex Wolff.
And Gemma Collins, but they're all the same.
And to be fair, Gemma Collins is the Maggie Smith character.
No, they're all the same age. That's the point of this. She's the ingenue.
Looking for an apartment sucks wherever you live. People in New York will say, oh, it's so hard to find an apartment here. It's hard to find an apartment anywhere. It stinks. You have your mandatories. You have the things that you won't compromise on. You have the things that you don't care about. Like, let's say, oh,
dishwasher.
I need a dishwasher. I need a dishwasher. I can't live without
dishwasher.
A dishwasher. I don't care if I don't have a washer and dryer. Some people feel the exact opposite. Some people don't need any amenities. Some people need an elevator. Some people don't.
That's so beautiful. We all need different things. And that's why Apartments.com has an app where you can literally use it to tell it what you need and what you don't need. And it tells you, oh, apartments. Here's some.
So instead of looking through every single rental listing you possibly can in the neighborhoods you want, you set and forget, like in that old rotisserie grill ad, you set and forget what you want. And Apartments.com will let you know when an apartment that matches what you want appears on the market.
From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tools let you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking are listed. So you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alerts mean you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time doing you.
Apartments.com, the place to find a place. Let's move on to the next accident, which is actually incredibly interesting, although this is a true injury, just like the eye thing. She's really hurt.
But also, this is a Page Six story. Like, Page Six reported about it, and this is the ultimate Page Six story. Can you think of
because
a more Page
with,
Six story?
Because it deals with wealth, sex, exotic locations,
and like the question mark of like
something
really shady going on, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
where it's like, we're going to focus on this injury, but really, like, what was actually happening there?
What was happening?
There's this model named Simona Andrzejczyk. Andrzejczyk?
I think she is, I want to say that she is, wait, she's Serbian. Sorry. She's Serbian.
Okay. So she's this Serbian model. She was hanging out at this estate owned by this billionaire named Cinciu. And he's like,
he's
not
just, he's like the 11th most rich person in the world.
In the world. He has so much money. And it's one of those things where it's like, there comes a level of rich, like that level of rich, whenever you look into how they got rich, it's like, I don't even know what these words are. It's like funds, private investment firms.
When you're this rich, though, it's not good. Like, no one is good this rich.
No. They didn't get, no.
When you hit a certain amount of money in your bank account, you are net bad because there's something that you've done to get all that money that is not good. Like, it's
not only to get all that money,
that
to keep all that money. There's something you've done to maintain it that is like probably more nefarious than what you did to acquire it to begin with.
What kind of like rando billionaire has a zip line at his estate? He invites these models to his estate.
These men who want to be chill. It's the Peter Pan complex.
And she zip lines directly into a tree and is hanging there for hours.
We know someone this literally happened to and it was a nightmare.
Wait, we do?
Tara's husband.
Oh my God, remember? You're right. I forgot about that.
Because someone wasn't there to stop him. It's always someone else's fault because you, as the zipliner, you have to put trust in the person at the end of the zipline whose job it is to slow you down.
So Bobby's list is just like zipline gets crossed out, just like very solemnly, no grist.
Oh, are you
zip
kidding?
Line,
that's never been on the list. Never.
I would do a zipline, but I'm not going to do a zipline at a billionaire's house. Like, I am asking to get killed and buried, like on the property. Never
he may
to be
rich,
seen again.
But he is not following like regulations here.
No, are you kidding?
So
it's like a luxury zip line or something.
She slammed into a tree while ziplining at this billionaire's estate. She got horrendously injured. She's still in a wheelchair. I don't know if permanently or not, but yeah. She like sued this guy and she's like, I need money. He doesn't give her enough.
Well, she didn't sue. I couldn't find court records yet, or like I didn't really look that deep, but this article says basically he was like, he paid for her medical stuff, right? And then he was giving her like a few thousand dollars a month or something like that. A few thousand dollars a month for a year. But this guy is a billionaire. A billionaire. So like that's nothing.
Just take him to the cleaners. Wipe him out.
Well, she said like that's too little money and he threatened to cut off the payments for her medical care. But also here's the thing. She has voluntarily moved out. She was living there. She was living in his house.
Meanwhile, page six is like,
Well, it's very,
Because he has a wife.
He has a wife. He's married to a Vietnamese singer.
Who's apparently pretty famous.
Who's pretty famous
or
in Vietnam.
Was pretty famous.
She's older, so I don't really know like what the deal is.
She was
with
like an 80s singer.
Now. Well, now she's a philanthropist, which is like what you become when you're rich. So,
same, of course.
But she does live in America, so she might live at that house. The point is there's like stuff going on here that is like beyond us.
Keep your eye on this story because something's gonna happen. What is this wedding news? I put this in here.
Yeah, there's a few things. Actually, you know what? I don't really do not care about this.
Me either.
Can you move on?
I do care about Ellie Goulding and Casper Jopling.
They
do
got
we?
Married. Yeah. Well, people
a
were
lot
like,
of people were there.
Oh, their wedding is gonna be the event of the season. That's like all the royals are going. But it's like, did the royals go or just fucking Eunice and Beatrice?
Eugenie went because she has nothing else to do. What is she gonna do? Hang out with her dad?
Jack Brooksbank, remember her husband? And Beatrice has a boyfriend, that guy, Eduardo Mapelli Mazzi. And Fergie went.
Fergie went solo. I love that Fergie's always alone. It's great.
Other celebrities, James Blunt, Sienna Miller, Orlando Bloom, Katy Perry. Incredible, though. That's a nice little list.
And the thing is, no one cared. No one cares about Ellie Goulding. No one.
British people did.
Barely.
I saw a few articles about her dress.
Terrible.
That song hurts.
It's the worst song I've ever heard in my life.
Hate me, still trying to replace me. Chase me, tell me how you hate me. Erase me, wish you never dated me. Lies, baby, tell me how you hate me.
Yeah, no, it's bad. Her new one is very bad. It's very, very bad.
New relationship news. Liam Hemsworth has moved on.
He's dating his brother Chris's ex-girlfriend, Isabel Lucas, which is
insane.
I hate that.
Well, which, as you saw, was a blind item a few weeks ago.
So my favorite thing about this was that I saw this news on Gossip Cop, who, of course, denied it, which meant it was true. And then I found the blind item from a few weeks ago being revealed. And the blind item says, if you want to have really bad luck in your life and you feel like you are somehow cursed, then all you have to do is date this foreign-born actress who probably peaked in the B-B- list range here. I'm wondering what tragedy is going to occur to the foreign-born A-B+ list, mostly movie actor, who will never be the highest in the family who is now dating her. This is a weird way to put this blind item, I gotta say. Why is she a curse?
Because
of Adrian Grenier?
Because of Adrian Grenier.
Interesting.
Or
because he's like not as famous as he should have been or something? Did he like fall and hurt himself? I like don't understand why she's so cursed.
It's Liam Hemsworth feels like he's cursed.
Right. He might be cursed. He might be cursed.
Because a lot of bad stuff is happening to him in a row. In a row. That's what it means.
What's the other stuff? A lot of bad things are happening to
just
him?
Just Miley. It's over. He's getting bad press.
Okay. Sure. So
he feels cursed.
What's crazy is that this is a girl, Isabel Lucas, who dated Chris Hemsworth a million years ago when they were in like, you know, Australian TV shows together, like Home and Away, that one.
Home and Away, the one that made him famous. Yeah.
Right. And they split when Lucas moved to Los Angeles in 2008. And she started dating Adrian Grenier. And what's wild is they split up because she was in Transformers 2, I guess. And she and Adrian Grenier, Isabel Lucas and Shia LaBeouf got in a car accident. And then Adrian Grenier broke up with her because she was spending too much time recovering from the car accident with Shia LaBeouf. There's a People magazine piece about it, and it's wild. It says the pair just broke up about three weeks ago, right after the accident that left LaBeouf with a crushed hand. I remember this. Quote, it wasn't working out, says the source. Adrian saw her with Shia, and that was kind of it. The crash, they're hanging out. He obviously didn't appreciate it. She got in a car accident.
They're recovering from a crash.
Are you kidding me? Anyways,
Adrian Grenier deserves it. I mean, her using a plastic straw was enough.
Is your radio broken?
No, my concentration is.
We're not cheating. Not yet.
Okay, do you want to play a game?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure yet.
Before we do, Rita, we should play a little game.
Your games are always, am I going to win? Can I win this game?
You can.
Okay.
I think you can do well on this.
Okay, what's the game?
It's basically Last Weekly, but it's a whole lot of different tabloids because I had access to Us Weekly, In Touch, Life and Style, OK, and Star.
Did you just buy all these at the airport or something?
No, they like came at the, they were at the hotel.
Ooh.
Okay. Here we go. We're just going to go down the list.
Okay.
It's fun. What famous death is every tabloid convinced they've uncovered new evidence for this week? Princess Diana's, Natalie Wood's, Marilyn Monroe's, or Nicole Brown Simpson's?
I think it's Marilyn Monroe because they're doing that podcast.
That's the trick. It's Princess Diana.
Fuck.
They're doing a new podcast about Princess Diana's death. Oh, because it's anniversary. It's anniversary. They're doing a new podcast about it.
But isn't it like some sort of anniversary recently or something?
Not really, because she died in 97.
Oh.
But apparently they have evidence or something from a detective who worked on the case who like claims he knows what happened. And they're teasing it in every single magazine.
He doesn't know what happened.
He has no idea.
No one knows.
It would be in an actual newspaper if he knew what happened.
Okay.
A really quick trifecta of who wore it better. Because the winners are surprising. Who wore it better, Minka Kelly or Hailee Steinfeld?
Minka.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Who wore it better, Alison Brie or Dua Lipa?
Dua.
That's it. Who wore it better, Gigi Hadid or Olivia Holt?
Gigi.
Olivia. All three who's won?
That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts? Good
That's
for them.
That's crazy. I thought Gigi just, I don't know. I always think like they're going to vote for the model. The model. Although Olivia Holt is, you know, very cute too, so.
Iggy Azalea won, like, because you know how they all do it, but they all call it different things.
Yeah.
Iggy Azalea beat, like, an actual model in one of the other magazines.
That's crazy
like,
to
good
me.
For you.
Yeah, good for you.
Okay. This is in Star, a headline that says, David begs Posh. What did he beg her? Stop singing. Stop crying. Stop boozing.
No.
Stop running.
Running. It's dark, sorry. Running?
No, boozing.
Damn it.
She apparently drinks too much champagne.
It was, wait, champagne?
It's literally champagne.
It's dangerous. She needs to be, that's very dangerous.
Yeah, she could lose an eye.
She could lose an eye.
Okay, this event was in every tabloid too, and it was covered usually like in a quarter of a page in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But this is my favorite headline. So Jewel, as in the singer Jewel,
just
hosted an event she described as focusing on, quote, a combination of my passions, health, wellness, and music. What did Star use as the headline for Jewel's event that focuses on her passions, health, wellness, and music? Also, those are her three passions. That makes sense.
Okay.
Was the headline, my health is strong, I know. You were meant for, wait. You were meant for, .. wellness.
No.
These wellness games are, .. holding me together.
No.
Am I standing, .. well?
No, which, those are all terrible.
Which was it?
The first one?
No, it was, you were meant for, .. wellness.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
You were meant for me, and I was meant for wellness.
What was the first one that you wrote?
My health is strong, I know.
That's good.
That's what I wanted you to pick. And you
My
did.
Health is strong, I know is really funny.
I was trying to think of something to do with intuition, but nothing came to me.
Yeah, well.
Follow your wellness, your intuition. I don't know. Okay. You know the answer to this, but maybe our listeners don't. What company are Danielle and Elena Jonas doing spawn for in every major tabloid this week? Crayola, Lunchables, Foodsters, or Ziploc?
Ziploc.
Ziploc.
Ziploc. But you know what's funny about the tabloids, which is they pick up these photos and they don't tell you what if it's spawn or not sometimes?
Only one of them did.
That's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. It's like, that is actually not cool.
I feel like it's illegal.
It is. I think
if your lawyer call in, well, I want to know about this.
It's weird. It's like Ziploc probably sent those photos to tabloids too, or some of them at least, for coverage. Whatever.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, it's wild. Okay.
Which A-lister? Because you know they rarely actually interview people; they just like use sources. Which A-lister actually responded to Us Weekly's question, "Are you a feminist?" With, "I'm absolutely a feminist." Was it? Was it Meryl Streep, Margot Robbie, Rihanna, or John Travolta?
John Travolta.
Margot Robbie.
Fuck. Damn it. That was the cat. He would.
He would. He was also interviewed in another issue.
He would.
The first question someone asks him in his interview about that Fanatic movie that Fred Durst wrote and directed.
Insane.
They were like, "Did you know who he was before you started filming?" And he's like, "I knew his music." Okay. But that's just such a rude question to ask. Okay.
I mean, in case anyone's missing, I feel like we mentioned this, but the movie that Fred Durst directed starring John Travolta is coming out. And I think also Devon Sawa's in it.
Yeah, he's the star.
Devon Sawa, played Stan in the song, music video for the song Stan by
He's typecast.
He's typecast. But he's playing the star. And John Travolta is the Stan.
Oh, you're right. That's right.
So kind of in a way, yes, but also kind of in a way, no.
Is Hunter Dunbar here tonight?
That's enough.
I need to get an autograph. Don't let him do this to me. I'm a fan.
I'm a number one fan.
Very strange. A very strange project, I gotta say.
But they interview him in this, and it's like, how, like, it's just, we were talking about the Wendy Williams interview in New York Times. That's just like, there's a certain, I don't know, there's something you expect from interviews with really famous people, and like you expect things from both the interviewer and the person being interviewed. And this is just such a weird deviation from that, because it's just like the caliber of people is so, there's such a range, because it's John Travolta being interviewed about Fred Durst and Devon Sawa. And they're like, what was it like working with Fred Durst to John Travolta? And then later on, they're like, how was it working so closely with Devon Sawa? And it's like, John Travolta being like, he's so wonderful, I respect him so much. I'm like, what planet am I on? Okay.
No, I mean, truly, I think John Travolta is like, he's in VOD land. And I actually don't understand why he's still doing stuff that's like that.
My answer to that question is always debt.
Like Scientology just making him do it? Like,
Or just like weird money issues.
Weird debt. I mean, he does have a lot of planes. That kind of does actually relate to that.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. What is Jessica Alba doing spawn for in Star? Los Sundays Tequila, Sylvia Day's new novel Butterfly and Frost, The Region of Tuscany, or HelloFresh?
HelloFresh?
HelloFresh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Finish this headline about Blake Shelton. Blake's worst nightmare, : is it No More Oklahoma, Gwen's sex strike, Bye Bye to Booze, or Meats Off the Menu?
Meats Off the Menu.
That's right. Meats Off the Menu.
I guess, so Gwen's making him like be a vegetarian or something.
Gwen doesn't want him to eat meat anymore. Gwen wants him to lose weight and he eats too much meat.
Nightmare couple, yeah.
What is one thing you don't know about Chrissy Teigen? I'm crazy about, fill in the blank, Sur La Table, pancakes, Rihanna, or Q-tips?
Q-tips.
It's Q-tips, yes. Okay.
Duh. Duh.
Oh, God. Okay.
Sorry to duh that, but duh.
What was Maria Menounos captured doing in a full-page photo on page 52 of Star this week? Drinking a matcha latte, walking along the step and repeat for the 6th annual Walgreens ex Stella McCartney Wellness to Well-Dressed fundraiser presented by Stars.
No.
Mowing her lawn, or getting into an Uber XL.
The second one's a trick.
That's a trick. Yeah, I made it all up.
Every single one?
Mowing her lawn.
Damn it.
Just a full page photo of Maria Menounos on a riding lawnmower.
Just a full page of her mowing her lawn.
Yeah, it's like she mows her own lawn. The section was about celebrities who, some celebrities do things themselves and some celebrities have other people do things for them. And
incredible. That's an incredible page, concept.
One page was her mowing her own lawn. And the next page was, I think it was Alison Brie signing autographs and someone was holding an umbrella for her. It was like, incredible. Someone else holds Alison Brie's umbrella. I was like, this is so rude. She's signing autographs. Okay.
Well, figure it out. Do it both. Real person would have done them both.
Interview. What is Fran Drescher's go-to karaoke song? Oh, wait, I skipped one. A few pages later, what was Taya Leone captured doing in a full-page photo on page 17 of In Touch Weekly? Throwing the first pitch at the Cleveland Indians XNY Mets game, cheering for Naomi Osaka at the U.S. Open, buying fresh flowers at the Union Square Farmers Market Thursday afternoon, or returning a stack of 5 DVDs to a red box in Hell's Kitchen at CVS on Saturday morning?
U.S. Open.
Throwing a pitch at the Cleveland Indians XNY Mets game.
Okay.
Imagine Taya Leone at a red box. Imagine that, please.
Are you kidding? Anyone at a red box is like the bleakest of bleaks.
Who's, you know that deranged thing where it says, my night at home, and they tell you what they did the last time they spent a whole day in?
Yeah. You know? I mean, I don't, but yeah.
And it's always too much stuff, like too much stuff that could fit in one night. Okay. Who on their last night at home, one night, did all of this stuff? Watched Pulp Fiction, binged on Fleabag and Killing Eve, shopped online for earth-related dog poop bags, laughed when my boyfriend saw a roach, Googled my boyfriend's website, One Golden Thread. He has an eco-friendly clothing company, so I looked at it because he makes changes to his website all the time.
What?
Cooked tortilla soup and then listened to Pot Save America. Was it Sophia Richie, Lucy Hale, Kiki Palmer, or Ricky Lake?
Kiki?
It was Ricky Lake.
Whoa, Ricky.
We're just going to end there.
Incredible.
You did well. I'm going to give you an 80.
Did you keep track or I just did well?
No, but I think, you know, it's I feel like counts. You got an 80.
Wow, incredible. Yeah. I love it. Okay, amazing.
Let's do Rita.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
She performed for fans in Zadar for the first time in Croatia.
Oh, I was going to say, like, where is Zadar? Incredible.
It's in Croatia. She's never performed in Zadar. I like this photo of her fans because we rarely see, like, the fans holding up signs.
Yeah, it's a Volimo te Rita. We love you. So
and I like
nice.
One that says, you'll always be our ritual, which is honestly as clever as something I could make. I love it.
I think that's nice.
Did you see this photo that I put in?
No, I'm going to click it right now. I love this caption you said. This is a photo of Rita in a corner, just in a corner of a room.
Just in a corner. But read the caption.
I survived 3 countries in 3 days and about 4 hours of sleep in between. Now I've ended up here. Not quite sure, TBH. Like, in the corner?
She's just in a corner. There's no context. I don't know what corner she's in, but she's like, now I'm in a corner.
I've ended up here, in the corner. I mean, she really does live, like, the craziest touring lifestyle. Like, where does she sleep? Does she sleep?
She's constantly touring and she's constantly filming like commercials
constantly.
And photo shoots.
Constantly.
I don't think she probably sleeps 4 hours a night.
Yeah, 4 hours
and
tops.
Takes a lot of naps. She must sleep. What else is Rita Ora doing? She flaunted ample cleavage and toned abs in a tiny tube top. Again, this is coverage of her Instagram.
She's
this
also dazzling in silver metallic mini dress and thigh-high glitter boots. She's just wearing
also
tour
from her
she's
Instagram.
Wearing tour clothes, whatever.
Yep. Flaunting ample cleavage is really good.
Yeah, duh. Always.
Because it's funny that the tube top is a perfect outfit if you want to flaunt ample cleavage and toned abs.
Yeah,
you do both things.
Tiny tube top.
It does both.
Tiny tube top. I love this. You just wrote feminist.
She's a feminist. She revealed she's a feminist. It's so empowering to work on something as well as music and step up as a businesswoman. Thank you all for coming to our Rita Ora X Dykeman event in Berlin. It was such an amazing event. Thanks to everyone who made it so special.
Not to be nitpicky, but like she did a... It's not her business. Is she a business?
She worked with business women.
I don't really. Okay. Okay. Cool. Step up.
She's
as
a feminist, Lindsay. She's a feminist, Lindsay.
So you're saying she's a businesswoman.
She's a businesswoman.
Do yeah. I think that Rita Ora could start a business? Sure. She is a business. But do I think that that's her business? No.
Her business is herself.
I
she
know.
Has no, she has no time it's to start true. A new business.
She has no time. She is the business.
And this is our business, and our business is over for the day. So thank you for listening to Who Weekly. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Support us on Patreon.com/WhoWeekly. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And call us at 619-WHO-THEM if you have any questions, comments, or concerns. We'd love to hear it.
We'd love to hear it. Also, can I just say one more thing? Can I plug something? Yeah. You never let me plug stuff at the end. You always plug. Just, you plug. Know, whatever.
Plug.
I don't know if you guys remember, but we have merch, and you could go buy it. It's on our website. That's true. And it's good. Honestly, it's very good. It's so good that I don't even know when we're going to make new merch because our old merch is very good.
It's incredible merch.
So if you don't own our merch, if you're new to the show and you're like, wow, I'd love to support my friends Lindsay and Bobby and support the podcast, then you go to our website, you buy some merch because it's good merch.
Buy some merch.
Yeah.
And with that, we'll see you on Friday. Have a great week. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You will drain it.
To be famous.